Well, folks, happy Friday. It's another Friday feeling. And today, talk about feelings around time and quality. I know that in the past, I've felt pressured for time. Always true, especially if you're in the client service industry, it's feels like feast or famine. You know, some weeks you're just crazy all out. Other weeks you're like, well, I guess I could update the website. And it's that those cycles that make it difficult to plan ahead and difficult to create the best quality content that we could be creating. Especially in those weeks when you're crunched for time, you just feel like, okay, if I can just get this thing off my to-do list, I'll be in good condition. Off we go. But in the era of massive content shock, good enough really isn't good enough anymore. Good enough is not enough to be heard when we are at a point now where I think we ran the math on this recently. There'll be about 100 million news stories in 2018, which is a massive leap up from just 5 years ago. That works out to something like 190 news stories per minute. Now, granted, that's planet-wide, but that's a tremendous amount of news. That is a tremendous amount of competition for the same eyeballs, competition for the same people. And it's tough if our content isn't better than the alternatives. When you think about it, we're not competing with, you know, who are direct competitors. I mean, we are. Like, we're, you know, if you work at a soda shop or a soda company, other beverage companies are your competitors. But in an era when attention is so scarce, everybody is your competitor. If you're watching this video now, by default, you're not watching another video. So we're all competing for the same amount of attention, which means that our content has to be top-notch. And we see this. And we see this in the content that's being created out there, or not being created. There are a couple of pieces of content that come to mind that I think that we could improve upon. Someone could improve upon. And garner the rewards of doing it. This past week, the well-known Kleiner Perkins Caulfield Byers Meeker report, Mary Meeker's report. She's one of the employees of KPCB, and puts out a massive, well-curated, essentially mega deck of slides of all these interesting statistics. However, there's an interesting bias to that report. My friend Tom Webster at Edison Research pointed out when he looked through the report last year, and it's true again this year, while it is a well-curated landscape view of major trends in digital and the internet, it is heavily biased towards KPCB clients in a blog post, which I'll link up in the show notes. Tom points out that in the digital audio space, they spend a lot of time on Spotify, which is one of their portfolio companies. They spend no time on Pandora, which is Spotify's nearest competitor and not a small company. And to omit that shows a clear bias there. Sitting down this week with some of the folks from a consulting company, and we're looking at this Twitter report. As a report using Twitter data, it was not by Twitter, as a report done by some academic researchers using Twitter data and stock market data to try and find a correlation between the mood of the population in a given area and the impact on the stock market in that area. It's an interesting idea, but when you dig into the report and really read through their methodology and stuff, and you have to have a statistics background to interpret everything that's in it. But it wasn't as thorough as it could be. The methodology, their mathematics were okay, but their data collection and how they pulled data out of Twitter's API was not as robust as it could have been. So that was another case where that wasn't time that somebody ran into. That was lack of capability, lack of having the right tools to be able to pull off a really good report. And third example from this week, tons and tons of raw data just laying around everywhere. It's astonishing how much data is available for free, licensed for public use, that people just aren't doing anything with. A number of years ago, in some work with IBM, we had positioned this idea of the citizen analyst, somebody who could take a tool like IBM Watson Analytics and public data sets and invest time in creating custom analyses of public data about things that they cared about, causes they cared about. And that never really came to fruition. The tools are good. I mean, IBM Watson Analytics is a fine piece of software. I use it. And it's more that people don't have either the time or the willingness to put in the work to turn that data into analysis and insights. So what does all this mean? Well, it means that there are bountiful opportunities for us, all of us, to take ideas and borrow the idea. Don't borrow the actual content, because that's obviously copyrighted and proprietary, but borrow the idea and execute on it better. So the Meeker report is a compilation of data, and almost all of it's publicly available data. Stock filings and other people's research reports that are licensed for fair use, etc. Nothing stopping any one of us from fixing the biases in that report, creating a bigger, more thorough, more balanced report of the internet landscape, including lots of companies that are not in the KPCB portfolio. With the stock market idea with Twitter data, there is an opportunity there to improve the methodology, improve the data collection, and redo that research, but with the best tools available. I remember one of the things I was looking at in that report was they were using a really, really old sentiment library. I was like, yeah, there are much better ones available now. Watson Natural Language Understanding would be one. If you don't want to pay for it, you can even use like the 2015 vintage NRC library. And then the third thing is all this data. There's so much of it laying around. And I think this is where the blue ocean or green fields or white space or whatever analogy you want to use. There is a tremendous opportunity to turn all the data that's out there that no one's really done a great in-depth analysis of into interesting content that supports different verticals and things like that. I was poking around a job listings website and pulling out, you know, thousands and thousands of job listings just to see what the trends are geographically in certain types of hiring. That, as far as I know, has not been done recently, at least not at the scale of data we're working with, but it would be cool to turn that into something actionable. So I feel like we collectively could all be doing better with the data we have, with the analysis, the quality of analysis we do, and with the insights we generate. And like I said, it's not that what's out there is bad, but it's not as good as it could be. And for the folks who are willing to put in the time and the effort and the creativity and just the elbow grease on it, you have the opportunity to dominate in your vertical, in your content marketing space, with some of this data. So that's today's Friday feeling. Very introspective on the state of data, as data storytelling. I look forward to seeing what you create. Thanks for watching. As always, please subscribe to the YouTube channel and to the email newsletter. I'll talk to you soon. Take care. If you want help with your company's data and analytics, visit BrainTrustInsights.com today and let us know how we can help you.